And let's go right to Kathy in Duval. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. I had a quick question. My mother had macular degeneration, and she would get monthly shots into her eyes. And one eye, she went completely blind in. And my eye doctor has told me that I have the same condition.
Ah.
And so I am curious. I've been taking an Arid's formula, Vitize, it's called, vitamin. But I was curious if you had any suggestions on vitamins I should be taking.
Well, it sounds like your mother probably had the wet type of macular degeneration.
She did.
So
mm-hmm.
she was getting Avastin injections, is that right?
Yes. The Avastin and Lucentis, I think sometimes they would switch back and forth.
Now, have you been diagnosed with wet type, or is it dry?
No, it's still the dry at this point. And, you know, I have yearly checks, and they just tell me to keep taking my vitamins, and that's about it.
Well, I would recommend a couple of things. One is I've had really good luck with a product that we carry in the dispensary, and Dr. Wright put it together, but it's called Ocudyne. O-C-U-D-Y-N-E.
Okay.
And I've had really good luck at either stabilizing dry macular degeneration or you know, slightly reversing it. So.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, it works really well. Now, and we've also had many people go through our IV treatment for macular degeneration.
Oh, okay.
And it's really a wonderful process. It takes a couple of months. So some people come from out of town and spend a couple of months in the Seattle area, but they'll, you know, the first month they'll do a 3 IVs a week for that month, and then go down to 2 a week for the second month. And oh my gosh, we get fantastic results with that. But it doesn't work
really?
It doesn't work as well for wet macular degeneration, but for the dry type, it's quite good. It's really good results. And then we keep you on the Ocudyne in the interim, you know, to help prevent further deterioration. But
okay.
Yeah.
But it's just a 2-month program, and then that's it? Or do you go back in for periodic IVs or...
Well, we've had people come in every so often for like a booster IV, maybe every 3 to 6 months. There are some people around the country that also have the same formula. If you call the clinic, we could give you an idea of someone maybe in your area. Oh, you're in Duval.
We're in Duval, but my daughter actually was going to the Redmond Clinic, but I think it's moving up to Shoreline or somewhere.
Yes.
Mount Paris.
Yeah, Lake City.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I don't think they're offering any IV therapies at the moment. They're hoping to soon, but
that'd probably be Tukwila at
Tukwila,
this point.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Yeah. Another thing I'll just mention is we often find people that have macular degeneration are sensitive to gluten, or other, you know, food sensitivities, and they often will have low stomach acid, which, you know, prevents some of these nutrients from getting in the first place. So Dr. Wright estimates maybe 60 to 70% of people with macular degeneration have low stomach acid.
Is that right?
Interesting, huh?
Well, I know my daughter does, and she's only 23, so I guess it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. So,
okay, well, that's good to know. Low stomach acid. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
That's something that you should have that tested, though, right, before you started taking any type of acid?
Ideally, yeah. Sometimes we'll test people with a little bit of apple cider vinegar in water. But I wouldn't go straight to the hydrochloric acid capsules till you know.
Right.
Or you've had a Heidelberg test.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So on the Ocudyne, is there a dosage on the bottle or?
There is. Yeah. Out? Usually I just say whatever it says on the bottle. I can't remember exactly. Okay. It might be 2 twice a day, something like that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Good, good. All right, Kathy, thanks for the call.